It's not accidental, it's fundamental. Oh wait, that's backwards. This is the perfect pour.
What happened? What just happened?
What happened? Philosophy.
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 It's a talk on the cereal box. Something like that. Welcome to the perfect pour. Show about things fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
Yeah. I am the Nick.
Yeah. And we hope Matt will be here. We just left the door open. Walk in whenever he feels like it.
You put the sign on the door that says go around back.
Yeah,
we're all in back.
Go around back. And
we're just going to hang out. Party, just go.
Yeah, the party,
not
go
here
around
for
back.
The party.
Do not knock on the front door. Do not disturb the people at the front door. Go around back. No peeing in the bushes or anything.
Damn it.
Damn
wish
it.
I would have gone before I left.
Yep. Nope. Yeah. Now you can't. We're just going to be hanging out with you for a little while here and drinking some good beers and talking about the ones we had last week and ones we're looking out for. And the listeners are going to call us. And so just going to be talking about some culture. That's what we do. Just try to hang out, have some fun, and hope you have some fun with us. For the show, opened up another Sierra Nevada Powder Day IPA. Wondering how much longer this has got left. That's got to be pretty much done.
Powder Day. Not yawning, here you go.
Well, what's the end of February?
This beer, if they got rid of the snowy theme and just made it an IPA, would you still drink it
year-round? Maybe, yeah.
Maybe? Or is it a winter?
Yeah, well, it's you know, it's winter themed. So
I know it's winter
hard,
themed,
hard, I'm going to have a hard time with it.
Does the beer taste of winter, or can you drink this all year round?
No, yeah, you could drink it all year round if you ignored the name and the label. But my mind's going to play tricks on me if I'm drinking a Powder Day IPA and it's got snow on it and the can art is hops kind of skiing down sliding down a mountain, a snowy mountain. Yeah. So I'm going to be like, oh, they must have made this in December.
Which hop gets gold? Is it Citra or... You think Mosaic is the gold medal winning hop in the Winter Olympics?
Oh, the Winter Olympics. Yeah, it always comes down to Citra and Mosaic. They're always competing for gold.
Competing for gold.
What do we got there, Nick?
Besides a bad case of the yawns, holy shit.
God dang it.
Finishing off my last Bigfoot from the six pack I bought. That was the end of that.
What was that?
Yep.
Matt,
not
what do
beer
you have?
I typically save.
Yeah, you like to stretch it out.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, no. Yeah, I don't smash a six pack in a weekend, but I also don't hold these back like I do the narwhals.
Oh, okay. You're not doing a vertical? Bigfoot vertical?
No Bigfoot vertical.
Oh.
I love gold!
Do you not, is that another one?
No.
Oh, Pliny. The Elder, classic Pliny. What we got? How many days? How many days?
Just under 30.
Oh, it's under 30. All right.
8 days.
It's all right.
8 days. So I didn't get any younger.
Oh, I wonder if any of us got younger this last week.
I wonder.
How is it? What's aroma? Is that classic? Has he had Pliny in a while?
The aroma's good. I have not had Pliny in a while. Maybe last summer. Maybe. It's just so regular now.
I know. So boring.
Regular. Just always there in the market, just sitting there.
Matt, do you have a beer?
Come in, Matt, come in, Matt. Matt, report to the front, please, Matt. Matt, report to the front. Red line, Matt. Red line. Pick up the red line, Matt.
Price check on the jive turkey.
Well, we'll check in with Matt. So as soon as it becomes available. Oh, yeah? Think you can open up a beer?
Oh, yeah. I'm the only one.
I love gold!
Sounds good.
That's it.
Sounds nice and frothy.
This one, I would have bought it anyway because it's liquid gravity and it's a West Coast double. And it was new, so I was like, "Oh yeah," but this would definitely be a name by Magnum PSI.
Oh,
yeah, made me laugh. Oh, when did you have it?
You'll find out.
Son of a bitch!
Coming up in Bincot drink.
Oh my god, look forward to that. Oh, a little bit of vegetal kind of. Aroma I'm getting on that, which I don't mind using. Maybe it's a little green, maybe.
A little green? Fresh?
Yeah. That's good stuff. That reminds me of Citra Mosaic. I don't even think I noticed that before. Of course it's good. It reminds me of a Zach's beer.
Mosaic.
Cool. All right. I'm recommending the Magnum PSI. Matt, what do you got there?
Currently have an East Brother double IPA from Richmond.
All right. Is this a Save Mart buy?
Nope.
Oh. Because you can get those in Save Mart. Just saying.
Yep, you did say that.
Oh, I did.
I'll said it.
Are you liking that? You all right?
What you going to
do? You like it all right, Matt?
It's enjoyable.
You like your East Bay, don't you? You're an East Bay guy.
It's probably the third time I've ever had their beer. They have a Pilsner that usually pops up, but yep.
I like their gold IPA.
Do you like it or do you love it?
I like it. Who wants to start us off with some culture? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a nap by the toe. Let's go.
How long have you been holding that
one? I don't know. It just came to me. Nick. Nick.
All right.
Letting Matt get warmed up here. Matt just joined in.
Yeah.
We're all going to talk about the same things. So.
Yeah. You should have been here for the tailgate, Matt. It was insane.
Insane.
Nick and I were just lighting it up.
Seconds away from figuring out the secret to life.
Yep. And then we're like, oh, we got to start the show.
You got to put a pin in that one.
Yeah. Who wants to be the first one to talk about the thing?
How we no longer sell out. We just close them down.
That's our the 2022 trend is let's pull everything back.
Yep.
So what happened? Sell out. What happened?
Just go away. Well, I'll start with the smaller of the two stories, I guess. Hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Which means a lot more to other people. Outside of Fresno than it does to people in Fresno.
Certainly more to people in Portland, yeah.
Yeah, made waves at one time, definitely,
mm-hmm.
in the craft beer world. Even made a name in San Diego. Probably well traded early on with the...
Yeah.
Was it the Adam? Was that their popular? They had one beer that was.
So Hair of the Dog is retiring.
Always get Instagrammed as soon as someone had it in their hands.
Yeah. The owner is retiring.
He's retiring.
Instead of selling the brewery, he's just retiring it. Which is a different
way. Opened in 93.
Different way to do it. I'm sure he would have got something decent for the brand, for the brewery, the name and everything. I mean, I assume he's going to be selling off all the equipment and whatever he has to sell off, but he's not selling the brewery.
I think he's going to hang on
the name.
Maybe license the name. That'd be... A smart idea.
He must admit, I just wonder if he doesn't have a ton of employees then, because usually like when somebody wants to retire and they don't have anyone they want to pass it off to, they'll just sell it just so that their employees keep working and all that stuff.
Yeah, like sell it to the general manager or the next in line, the head brewer.
Well, yeah, but a lot of times you don't have that.
Someone important, but...
And... Which, I don't know, I kind of respect it. If his stance is like, I don't want some faceless person that has nothing to do with this brewery take the name and start doing crap with it,
Faceless.
But that has to be a tough decision to be like... Everybody that works for Hair of the Dog, you're not going to have a job by June. But if I sold it to some random person, you'd still have a job, but it wouldn't be what I want with the name.
Maybe, unless they're a
that's true.
Investment firm and they make cost-cutting strategy.
But, I mean, that's cutting tough, though. He's got to be giving up money, the very least. Money's
He's
not everything.
Positive about it. He must have done okay. Like maybe not a billionaire.
Yeah.
But, once a brewery's like, hey, this was a pretty okay job for the last 30 years.
I want to close it up, retire the way I want to retire.
Give me a boat. Maybe even a schooner.
I never did go when I was in the Portland area. I guess he's still going to be kind of around until June, I think, right?
Yeah, he said he wants to try and sell off the remaining batches of beer that he just made. So close her down organically. Just let things run out. When we're out of beer, we'll close the doors.
Yeah. So there was that, and then there was what else?
Modern times. They're not retiring as much as they're closing, what, three?
Three of
the remote taprooms?
It was more than that, wasn't it?
I just remembered the three. I think they said Portland, Santa Barbara, and Oakland. Was there more?
I thought so, but maybe.
I think there was an LA one.
Yeah, the dojo one, maybe.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It's an LA one.
The post-it wall mural.
Well, that's the OG one in San Diego.
And what's the LA one known for?
I don't know if it's Leisure Town, but there is one of the LA
ones. That's the Anaheim one.
Anaheim's still open.
Okay.
Anaheim.
So they're just pulling it all back because of all the things, like name something we've heard over the past couple of years of places closing, and they've got that for it, right? I think the lesson here is just like now, especially, is just don't open up remote tap rooms outside of your region and in a place that already has plenty of beer, you know? That's just not.
Don't do that.
Why do I need to, if I have, you know, like Portland's like the best example, is like Portland, you could argue is the greatest craft beer city in the world, and they go to Portland and open up. So it's like, if I'm a Portlander, why do I give a shit about Modern Times outside of just maybe trying their beer a little bit here and there? But if I'm a beer geek and I'm a Portlander and a beer geek, I'm not going to do more than just check in on this Modern Times San Diego brewer in my town, because I've got a lot of options.
So is that a location thing, or is that a Modern Times luster kind of fading thing?
I think it's
like, care about Modern everything. Times the way we did 6 years ago?
Certainly not, but I don't know if it's us or if it's a Modern Times thing, but like, I don't really, outside of the market, I don't see it that much. And then lately, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but at the market, even like the past 6 months, the Modern Times is just like the shelf space is getting smaller and smaller. And then it's just like becoming like, you know, like three different Modern Times beers when it used to be like eight.
Yeah. Well, I lost interest. The first time I lost interest, of course, was when Bombers went away.
Ooh. Bombers.
No.
And going away from Bombers. That's what killed them.
That one was to see if you guys are awake. No, when they started doing the one-offs, it became too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
Every beer had a different name and different label.
Humble C.
Another one I don't often seek out just because I don't know what's going on. Like when regular production order bill started hitting the shelf, that was amazing. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've bought a Modern Times at all last year.
I bought a couple. Blazing World was just amazing, blazing there for a couple years.
A blazing,
and then it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Orderville is the shit. But I never see it fresh anymore. When I see it, it's like at Save Mart, and it's 4 months. It's like it's somehow always 4 or 5 months old. Like always. Like it's like almost like they're rotating out 4 and 5 month old Orderville's and replacing it with 4 or 5 month old Orderville's all the time. Somehow.
You gotta be like the meter maid. You gotta start chalking the cans.
Yeah.
To see if that's a new can.
It's like, yeah.
Or yet another old can.
So I'm everyone, kind of like we're talking now, everyone's been talking this week like as if Modern Times is going away. And I don't know, maybe they will eventually, but they're just pulling it back. So
yeah, that's,
I think it's just going to be a lot, just a lot of course correcting. Yeah. A lot of correcting is going to be keep happening this year.
Hurts, don't it?
Hurts, don't it? You can be smart about it. Like, I don't understand. There seems to be a level of where, Russian River was talking about it at one time, where, like, you stay where you're at and just sort of accept that you're making this amount of money, or you like make a big step up. You can't like go halfway. If you're going to make a next level step, you got to go all the way. You can't just do a little step up. And it seems like too many craft brewers made these big steps that weren't needed
or big enough,
maybe. I don't know, but the ones that make the huge ones are the ones that have to bring in outside money somehow. I don't know how much like a regional craft brewery makes, so I don't know if that's enough profit for, two people that own the brewery to be like, this is cool, I can pay employees a decent wage and we make money and we're stable and this is cool, I don't need more. Or is it just like this beast that always needs to be fed? And you're like, I got to always do that. The sales were the $100,000 profit last year. This year we got to do 150. And just this never ending cycle of always having to have more. I don't know. I didn't take business. All I know is Jenny is pretty.
There's just a lot of layers to the whole thing. It's, there's many ways to look at it, many ways to dissect it, many ways to look into this. And, the obvious things are the craft beer industry is not what it used to be 7 years ago, and people speculated 7 years ago that the bubble would burst, and there's definitely very little talk of breweries doing multi-million dollar Midwest expansions anymore, and those breweries have since sold off places, and breweries we thought that were forever resilient haven't been, or employee-owned became unemployee-owned, so the things that seemed impossible definitely happened over the past 2 years. And there's even breweries closer to home that have not necessarily sold their entire entities, but they've sold recipes for money. So there's definitely a change in climate of, you don't have to sell your whole brewery, just sell your top offshoots of recipe that some other brewery's interested in. Modern Times has definitely had a checkered past with different growth, and I felt that some of their beer recipes have changed. Like, I felt like a lot of their IPAs that we looked forward to, when we'd see the new calendars, came back hazier and softer than maybe the previous renditions, and we could have been holding on to that. From a coffee standpoint, I feel like a lot of us at work, at least, religiously live by that stuff. We really love the coffee. Obviously, this past summer, lots of breweries kind of had a different light shined on them, and I know Modern Times was no...
they were part of that reckoning, for sure.
Yeah, they were not safe from that, and I feel that they've tried to, you know, move in a direction, and they have new leaders in the area, and that could speculate why the abrupt halt. You know, typically you see that pattern with new leadership in companies, immediately consolidation or, truing up finances. But I genuinely feel that, they had a good look of what's available to them and what's foreseeable and what's doable. And if, you know, not closing just one tap room at a time makes sense, they probably made that decision because that's what they could do. So I definitely feel for them and feel for the industry. It's not a foreign thing. I feel like every couple of weeks we talk about a different brewery that shuts down or places that are previous story mentioning retiring versus selling off or continuing on. It's interesting. And I heard this from a fellow colleague. It's just like, it's kind of like the previous generation of brewers were more about a select few people or more of like a celebrity. And the newer beer industry is less celebrity based, but more just portfolio based. So I think we're in a lot of that transition of, you know, if Modern Times does survive, it's going to be not only a fairly run place and a fairly nice place to work for, but we're not necessarily going to know who's doing what, just that they're making good beer. And that could be a future for this.
True, true. Yeah, I remember early on when Modern Times like this new rock star, and wasn't that original brewer, didn't he move on to something else on the coast even, wasn't it? Or in Bay Area?
Bay Area, yeah. One of the more well-known brewers of that time, or at least in the San Diego industry, was moved on to help field work.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I remember that. That was sort of like the first thing, because like his beers were like the ones that were poppity pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely still a need and demand for a cool place to work at and good beer to drink and good beer to be produced, but how you're getting there is a little bit different these days.
You just got to keep it mellow, keep it local. Don't get over your skis, as we say on the slopes.
Sports reference.
Do you guys have any other culture items? Either brothers?
For me?
Not for you?
Is it for me?
I think I had a looking out.
Oh. Throw a looking out for in there.
It is parabola season, so I am always looking out for that. And now we got to go to the archives.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Parabola's coming out.
Yeah.
Do you have any parabolas in there? I got a feeling we have some now because Dave Renteria dropped off two boxes of cellar worthy beers that he's trying to clean house, and gave us some more beers, and I haven't really sifted through them yet too much. And I'm just guessing there's a parabola in there, but I may be wrong.
Graciously donated
donated by Dave Renteria.
This is a glassware looking out for. Pure Brewing on March 1st is releasing quite a good looking pint glass.
Oh.
2022 limited edition.
Ooh, limited edition.
Oh, yeah. It's got some nice fluting on the bottom, some nice gold leaf logo.
Oh.
These are pretty.
Perfect for me to break.
Yeah. To smash when your Rams
lose. I would, Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, it's a lambic glass.
Was that what that is?
Yeah, Nick. Jesus.
Lambert.
Don't make us Lambert, look stupid.
The sheepish lion.
They've been podcasting for 10 years. They don't even know what a lambic glass looks like.
No, I don't, John.
I only know because I read the caption.
Don't say that, Matt. Just say you knew.
Nobody knows you didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't know until right now. I was like, oh, Matt, people know. Matt knows his people lambic know. Glasses.
People know.
People know. Whoa. Whoa. I'm lost in the...
Uh-oh.
The sticker reply section of my Instagram.
They made me put my birthday, or they wouldn't let me into my Instagram today. That's full. Wow. That's fucking bullshit.
They made you?
I lied.
I said no.
Do you hear me, Instagram? I didn't tell you my real birthday. You made me put it in. I just told you some other person's birthday. What are you gonna do?
Bye.
Come get me.
That's like when the beer website asks you if you're 21 or older.
Yes. No. Oh. That's all. Really? Come on. You can just say yes.
Come on.
We need you in this site, bro. We need you looking at our descriptions of the beer.
What's your birthday? March 17th, 1916.
Wow, you're old. Yeah, I'm the old demographic. That's a good thing to do, just like put up like a super old. Like, bam, we've got a lot of old demographics on Instagram now. And Instagram's really skewing old now.
Centenarios checking in here.
How important would you say a brewery website is, Matt? Is that do people still go on your guys' website?
Judging by the phone calls we get, no.
There's still people just using the old phone, pulling out the phone book. Honey, I got to call down to Taiyuga Sakuya. I got to see what the hell's going on down there. Well, look, here's the phone book. Let me look. Now, is that under beer? Or is that under food? Or do I look under tea? I don't know. Is Tioga Sequoia in the yellow pages, Matt?
Sure.
You better be. It sounds like you need it. Tioga Sequoia is a big telephone demographic. I got to call them and see what the hell they're doing down there. I mean, obviously you're getting calls about, you know, regular business stuff, like business to business kind of calls, like, hey, this is Yakima Hops calling. Can I talk to Mike? This is Yakima Hops, that kind of stuff. But I mean, like regular customers, what are they calling down there for?
I already answered your question.
They don't know when you're open?
You said, how important are websites? And I said, based on the types of phone calls we get, not very important.
They would be important if people would look on the website, but they just call you instead. What time are you open? I'm on your website right now, and it says you're open from 11 to 12. Is that right?
What I'll say is the restaurant I'm going to go eat at, I'm pretty sure I could figure out with the phone that's in my hand, what what time it opens and what their menu consists of. And other people choose to live their life differently.
Well, some of us are old school.
Yeah. Some of us don't trust the internet because Monday's a holiday. Do you guys take this holiday?
Right. I still call places once in a while if I don't
know. Some people get two. Some people get one.
Yeah. If you work for a school district, you get two.
Yeah.
I only get one.
And then Google says, it is a holiday. Hours may vary. Please check with your...
No, thanks, Google.
Thanks for giving me that kind of anxiety.
Please call Matt if you have any questions. Please call Matt. He'll be happy to take your call.
Yeah, with social media, I rarely trust websites anymore.
I mean, I do sometimes wonder what's going on at the beer garden, and I check the Instagram.
But I would check the social media first before checking the actual website.
Right. But I'm just saying, I know there's still old school people that use the phone, and I do too.
Yeah.
My point originally was just like, I'm guessing people using the website.
Three searches on the internet and then give up and call.
I'm going to have to call an actual person. A human being is going to pick up the phone. I'm going to have to talk to a human being.
You'll Google it. You'll check their website. And if you still don't have the answer you want, you'll just call them. I'm guessing it's three checks before the phone call.
I'll be calling. Luckily, I just text Matt and say, like, is Brickology open yet? Or are they down there yet?
What's the pizza situation? Pizza.
In Russia, pizza eats you.
Ooh, I want to go to Russia.
Eat me, pizza, eat me.
That's right. I want to know what love is.
I just have one little thing to throw out there outside of what we've been talking about. There's one little idea I never thought of. Speaking of old school things to do, like calling people on the phone.
And put a cassette tape player in the Ranger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I heard a good question on a podcast today that didn't get answered.
Okay.
And because they couldn't find the answer. Apparently not enough people are asking this question because no one's even put it up on the web. Wow. Does the DeLorean from Back to the Future, does it have a tape deck?
Ooh. Wow.
Hmm. I mean, they were offered with one, but I don't.
The DeLoreans were offered with a
the time circuit cluster's in the way, so we don't know if it's covered up or not.
Yeah, that all that time circuit, it's right in the middle panel there.
Yeah.
Where you would expect a tape player to be. So did the doc remove all that stock shit out of the DeLorean and put the time stuff in there? Or is there a tape player or CD player in there?
Wouldn't be a CD player.
It'd be before CD players.
Well, he used a Walkman in one of the scenes.
Yeah, well, he had his Walkman on him. Listen to his Eddie Van Halen music.
I am Darth Vader.
Okay. Anyway, this guy on Twitter or Instagram said, on Twitter, David Nielsen Beer said he has an idea of. He takes the ends of six-pack carriers, the cardboard six-pack carriers, and cuts it out and makes a postcard out of them. So you can just make postcards out of your favorite six pack carriers. Cause you know, the one side's got the artwork, just like a postcard would have. And then the other side's plain, so you put all the address and the stamp and all that stuff on the other side. So you can make postcards out of your six pack carriers. And we at one time were requesting postcards from listeners. We got a couple, but you can if you can't have a hard time buying postcards, you can make your own with your beer six packs and send it to us. The address is at the bottom of the show. I have the answer.
Do you want to know?
All right, I do. I say it does.
Any other?
Nick or Matt, do you think the DeLorean from and the Back to the Future DeLorean does it have a tape deck?
No.
Ooh. All right. What is it, Nick?
It does, but it's not in the dashboard at all.
Where is it?
I don't know how I've never noticed it. It's literally sitting on top of the time circuit. The date reader, mm-hmm. You know, the date panel.
Right.
It's sitting right on top of it. Whoa. Like literally. And it's the factory tape deck. It has a little DMC logo on the tape slot. Never noticed it before. Right next to the old, you remember the self-centering compasses that were,
yeah,
you can mount to your dashboard? They float in like a liquid and bobble around.
Look at us. Solving mysteries.
Solving mysteries. True.
true mystery podcast.
True mystery. It's a true mystery. Wow. Yeah, I've never noticed the tape deck sitting
on. Now you're gonna have to watch Back to the Future again just so you can
notice. I'm going right now. You guys won't hear from me the rest of the episode.
All right. Have a good one, Nick.
Nah, will you call me tonight?
Encourage you, the listener, to get on the show. You can make a 3-minute podcast and send it to us, or you can just call us about something you think the Perfect Pour listeners would like to know about in your world. 559-492-0542, or you can record something and send that recording to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. All that info is also in the show notes. And I'm still enjoying this. I'm sad I only have a little bit more left of this Magnum PSI. Let's start with the emailed voicemails.
Hey guys, it's Colin and Janine.
Hi, Colin and Janine.
We're here, and we want to comment to the
We're
show.
We're at the house. It's badass.
Yes. We're
drinking beer.
We just got to the house after drinking a brewery.
Just got home.
You drinking a brewery?
The Zoom call.
Public transportation's the shit, boys. Fucking do it.
Yes. So I want to say right. I did the drinking around Epcot like, oh, thing fuck, Colin. Like, I don't know, 2000 and...
It was a long time ago.
12?
Good time. I think she enjoyed it.
So I did the thing. So I went and I had a beer at every country. I didn't know it was a thing. And then I called Colin and I was hammied, a bit hammied. And he was like, what the fuck, honey? Because he didn't go with me. But
what'd
next
you do
time.
Country?
You're never allowed to drink beer
next
without
time,
me again.
You need to invite us and you need a girl on your drinking team. Just saying. So you need me and Hoppy. To
all
come
right.
To your drinking team.
I'll buy the t-shirts.
Approved.
Buy t-shirts.
He'll buy the t-shirts.
I'll buy them.
That. Same. That. Same. And what else were we in?
You're going to do a question and answer
question and answer.
Because Mikey said he wants to have some more Ram calls.
Oh, Colin's very rammy right now.
Well, yeah, not necessarily, getting a little rammy.
I'm so fired up. I'm having a good time.
He is. Yeah, so Colin's, he's a little rammy right now. And
it's fine.
I'm not. I'm not saying I'm not a little rammy, but what else were we talking about? So
barley wines. That's the worst beer in the world. Like, no, I'm drinking like 14 barley wines, and every single one tastes.
They all taste IPA like raisins.
That had like. Like a piece of poo dropped in them, maybe some extra booze to cover up the poo.
They're like raisin-y.
That's how I feel about barley.
So, no, I feel like that wasn't what we were going to talk about.
Britney Spears is super hot.
Oh, shut up.
She kind of is. Just saying. I mean, she's old.
Would
now,
you
but
stop it? Old. Like, okay. Not Britney Spears. So we only have a minute left. So come on.
We got a minute. That's a whole
come
lot
on.
Of time.
Pull it together, Colin.
Also, I was going to tell you guys that chicks don't like being told that their food sucks. They don't like to hear that.
I don't think anyone does, Colin.
Time off from this conversation.
I don't even know what the fuck's happening right now.
It's going on. It's going down. Also, I love my Papillon dog. It's the tiniest animal in the world. She's so beautiful. Her name's Chloe. She's awesome.
Yeah, this wasn't what we were supposed to talk about.
We were not supposed to enter this call.
But keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Wait, one more. My whole point of my life is to make Mikey say the word meow, and I've been successful like 13 times.
Oh god. Okay. Bye.
Right meow.
Right meow. Wow.
Colin and rare form right there. The good thing, don't worry about Janine, guys, because I can tell, like, Colin's about 15 minutes away from passing out. So, and then Janine right. can just enjoy
and
the rest.
Wherever he lands.
And then Janine out. Can just enjoy the rest of her evening. Have a nice, yeah. quiet evening to herself. And just make right. sure Colin lays down and doesn't, like, lay on his back. And just lay him over on his side, and he'll be fine.
Right. Yeah, whether it's the lawn or
in the lawn. Yeah, whatever's good. Good flat surface.
On the cover of the jacuzzi or in the jacuzzi.
Yeah. Yeah. In the jacuzzi, you might want to like strap them up a little bit or something.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. Just throw their arms over the side to keep them.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Just to make sure his face doesn't get below water level.
Laundry room's probably a good idea. Lots of places. Sure.
Oh,
to
yeah.
up.
Turn on the dryer and then that'll put them to sleep. Like, just like yeah. that, that nice little white noise. It's just like.
Of course, they have the kick ass right drinking sleep. Basement. She probably just locked his ass.
Oh, yeah. He's just she's just like, have a good night. Put him on the futon and
run right. him. Futon 55.
If you guys want the futon 55, anyone can have it. It's just taking up what? Space.
You are getting rid of futon.
I'm not actively, but it's also if anyone needs it.
Oh, so you haven't placed a Craigslist ad yet?
No, that scares me to have people over, like rando people over in my house.
Oh, Craigslist is a good time.
Yeah, and then like then you sell it, and then for like 2 days later, people are like, "You sell that futon yet?"
Yeah. No, if you enjoy fucking with scammers,
no, I do.
Post a Craigslist ad, you will have endless fun. They don't stop.
What do they? What do they even do? Like, what can they do? Scam like now?
Well, it starts off with I'm interested in this product. I'm willing to pay full price. Okay. Yes, it's available. I'll accept your offer of full price. Okay, great. But I've been scammed in the past, so I'm going to send you a Google secure check-in.
What?
All you need to do is take a screenshot of that number and send it back to me. It's like, wait, why? Well, I just don't want to get scammed. Again, and I've been scammed, and so I'm just send me the number. It's no big deal. Like, well, wait, if I send you this number, you now have access to log into my email.
Oh,
you know, and then you could change my accounts around. Like, this doesn't sound right. It sounds like you're scamming me. No. I just want to make sure I'm talking to a real person. I'm like, you're
talking to a real person.
Yeah,
Oh, wow. So
I'm coming from out of town. Can rearrange to meet. That's fine. I'm available at 2 o'clock tomorrow on Monday. Okay, I'll be there at 2 o'clock. But first, just go ahead and send me that Google verification code. That's all I need.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. Now I know I'm not going on the Craigslist. No matter how many times Gary V tells me to.
Wow.
Hey, yo, what's up, homies? True, you be here. Mikey, this one's big ups to you, homie. You gave me the effort and the ganas to go out there and look for Pliny the Younger. Obviously, you already talked about it on Cot Big Drinkings or what have you.
We're not there yet, Chew.
This obviously. Year, homie, Chew Your Beer will actually have Pliny the Younger. Here's a little scenario. You put out a little on your think, drinking and thinking, but out here in L.A., man, it's a little weird or hard to get Pliny the Younger. A lot of the pubs in my area will have sell out tickets per pint, and the ticket sales go up at noon, and then the keg tapping is like at 7 p.m. on a weekday. It's like, fools, you know, I have a job, I have a family. That's right. I can't be doing that kind of stuff. No. But luckily, President's Day, I'm not off because of work, but I'm off because I have my last appointment with my surgeon. So I'm not working on Monday, the 21st. And my buddy hit me up and said, hey, Mohawk Ben is going to have Pliny the Younger on the 21st. And what a quadinkidink, homie. So I went on their website and you can reserve your table. So I reserved my table at 1 because the doors open at noon, but the tapping of the barrel is at 1 p.m. And I'll be walking in as they're tapping it, homie. So Chew Your Beer will have Pliny the Younger this year. And it's about damn time. Mikey, you inspired me. So I went out, Holmes, and I made it happen, Holmes. So I, too, will be untapping Pliny the Younger and getting it off my bucket list. Other than that, Matt, you've been to Mohawk Bend. What food do you recommend? I don't even know if they even have beef there, homie. It seems like it's a vegan spot, but if it is, what do you recommend? But if they have beef, push me in that direction. Talking about beef and vegans, that's what I think why Modern Times is closing in L.A. and other in Portland and stuff. Because I went there once, and yes, the food's okay, but I like beef, homie. I like chicken. I like fish. I like shrimp, Holmes. And, you know, it's hard for me to go back to a place that doesn't have stuff that I enjoy. I get it. One of the owners is vegan, but you don't have to push that on everybody else, you know? I want to eat animals. You want to eat vegetables? And it is what it is. I think if that menu was half and half, you know, catered to both cavemen and, what do you call them, paleos, I think they would probably still be open. I don't know. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer, Holmes, and viva Pliny the Younger, eh? Ahí te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Good luck with your younger search. Sounds promising. And also as the controversial take of if Modern Times would have offered something for meat eaters, might have helped. But yeah, good luck with the younger, man. You went to this place you're talking about, Matt?
Yeah.
You remember what you ate?
So before Modern Times was distributed in the Valley, you could find it in LA. And that's not an uncommon thing. We've said this in many, many shows. Whether it's people or beer, they just take the 5 and just completely bypass Fresno.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And, stay in the west side.
But yeah, I have a few different friends that live down in LA back in the day and even to this day. And we were down there and they knew that I liked food and beer and things of the sorts and old buildings and old cars. And there's this place called Mohawk Bend, and it's an old single-stage theater. Not necessarily like movie theater, but like theater, like performing arts theater. it's not necessarily set up that way, other than it's an old brick building that has a marquee out front. And you walk in, and it's two-storied in the front half, and then it's just kind of open in the back, and they have a lot of windows, a lot of natural light, brick, exposed brick, and everything like that. But that was a place you could go and get Pliny. So it makes sense that they have Younger, because they've probably consistently served Pliny and maybe a few other beers of theirs. And I want to say at the time they even had 30 different beers. We were way hungover that morning, but we still had enough room to, you know, at least choke down a Pliny or two, probably two. And
nice.
They had a very full menu. I want to say my friend, he had a pizza, which I also helped with, said hungoverness. Some people for hangovers, they're not hungry. And for some people with hangovers, they just want all of the greasy food that you can just put in your face hole. And I had opted for the burger. So burger, fries, both of them very... very carnivore centered and very delicious meals. Maybe they have vegan stuff. I have nothing against vegan stuff. Vegan people still drink beer, and vegan people can still make food that tastes like food. So.
All right. You'll be all right, Chew.
All right, Chew. I consider myself an incidental vegan and incidental vegetarian. There's some times where I go, huh, that didn't have meat.
Hmm.
You go, okay.
You could have fooled me.
Yep. And there's times for work where I've bought vegan chocolate chip cookies for certain people's dietary preferences. And I've found myself eating those cookies more than the other ones. So, you know, it doesn't have to be bad.
Well, there you go. I'm excited to hear what Chew thinks of Younger.
And I've had Younger too, so
had it. Well, I think that's. I was thinking there were some traditional voicemails this week, but I think that was it. That was our voicemails, which is fine, I guess. Remember, you can get on here. Tell us what's what. You can totally troll us. I mean, it's there. You hear that? There's a train back there. No one heard that? All right.
No.
No. I don't hear it yet.
It's coming. You'll hear it even more than I hear it.
Only when it's cold.
Hmm.
Same thing with the freeway noise at work. The colder it is, the more I hear distant noise, but...
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. What were you drinking this week?
Definitely some repeats. But before the show, I was able to squeak in Casa del Norte from Casa Agria. It was known as an IPA. Was not advertised as hazy. Definitely was hazy.
Ooh.
That is a They're gripe one of those of brewers myself,
that just assume everything's hazy. So they didn't even need to mention it.
If it's hazy, advertise it as hazy, please.
Yeah.
Faction has made a resurgence in town. I was at the Spokeasies the other night, and there was one can left on the shelf, and I made sure to pre-purchase and hoard that.
Uh-oh.
Until I got home, which I drank it.
That was a very short horde.
From Alvarado Street, there's Infinite Abundance. Then there's some good old Montucky Cold Snacks. Mm-hmm. The Spokeasy has implemented a new refrigerator.
Whoa. Ooh.
And they call it the Five or Under refrigerator.
Interested.
So you crack open the door and everything's guaranteed to be $5 or under. Wow. So Montucky Cold Snack is like, the under.
So it's just
at $3.
I was going to say, it's just a fridge full of Montucky Cold Snacks. This is a five or under.
You only have one flavor in here.
I mean, they had a fair amount of options.
Oh, so. 805 variants.
805 cerveza.
Mm-hmm. From Offshoot, I was enjoying some of their cans, but this popped up on draft. It's called New Beer Who Dis, West Coast IPA.
Had it.
Wow.
New Beer Who Dis.
And then, let's see, what else? Oh, Coronado. We've had this beer a few different times, but Palm Sway, which is an island-style India Pale Ale, they had that on draft. So I was picked up a couple of beers to go, but made sure to at least have a half pour of that while I was there.
Oh, la-di-da.
There was a New Glory beer. I think it was called Spontaneous Dancing or something like that.
Yeah.
That seems to ring a bell. Didn't check it in. Oh, definitely had it.
Oh, no. Your uniques, man. Think about your uniques.
I feel like I've checked in more beers than the Discord has recorded. So
ooh,
I don't know if I feel like the system is flawed.
File a complaint.
File a complaint with the logger line.
Oh, I guess I should say you just opened a beer, but I also opened a beer.
I love gold.
I don't think either of you have mentioned this one, but from Almanac, there is Celestial Schematics.
Wow.
Oh.
Hazy India Pale Ale, dry hopped with Centennial and El Dorado. And it's a very...
I have not had an Almanac.
You see that? I can't... Oh. You get at the market? Where you get? Oh, you get at Spokeasy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me...
I heard some industry info about Spokeasy Delta Pacific.
Oh, man. I saw the Big Dipper, or the Little Dipper.
Yep.
I saw a Dipper on the label.
Yeah.
Definitely a Dipper.
It's got all the things on there.
It's a Dipper.
Mikey, what'd you open?
A local brewery, Fresno County Brewer, House of Pendragon. Like, actually Sanger. I'll mention Sanger. Like, no! Star Wars themed beer. It's got Darth Vader helmet. But then, like, there's all these no, and there's the like, and it all forms into Darth Vader's helmet. It's pretty cool. It's a hazy. Reggie 559 gave it to me. Tastes like Fresno.
They have a whole series coming out right now. Oh. It's way before May, but they have Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
Quagga, they gin have and juice. Like no. Like, then they have I love you and I know.
I know.
I love you.
I know.
So the for people like Mikey, there's options aplenty.
So playing guy, get ready for that May 25th Kenobi series release drops.
So a coworker was explaining the book to me, and it sounds like it ended up just
Boba Fett.
Just being a season three of Mandalorian.
Some of that, some little bit, yeah.
It kind of parallels.
May Boba Fett. This is my town now. It's my city.
And then, yeah, now there's the announcement of, you just said it.
Boba Fett.
Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan kind of, Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan. That's the name I haven't told in a long, long time.
Are they just like throwing curveballs at people or what? They're just like, new movie, new series, no. New this, new that.
No, they're just throwing everything at Disney Plus now. The Kenobi was supposed to be a movie. And then they just got a big hard-on for the Disney Plus channel. So they're just like, well, let's just make everything a series. Forget making movies. Make all a series. Like, The Mandalorian would have been like a badass trilogy if you would have done The Mandalorian as a movie. But now let's make a TV series.
Yeah. Stretch it out one a week.
Book of Boba Fett would have been probably a pretty solid, like, 2-hour movie. But
how long are the episodes on average?
It's around 40 minutes ish.
So would it have been too abridged? Because there's average like 8 episodes a season, 45 minutes.
They're different. Like Book of Boba Fett, I think was 6 episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, and definitely like 2. It was like 4 episodes of Book of Boba Fett, 2 episodes of Mandalorian. But
well, that's my point being, it's like, obviously the Star Wars movies always push the envelope of, you know, 2 hours plus, and what can you fit in, and, you know, what can you leave out? But if you can do a series, I guess you could kind of get a little bit more in without it seeming like you're watching a movie for 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. The Star Wars Minute guys, Star Wars Minute podcast, my favorite of the Star Wars genre podcast, other than Get Off My Podcast. He's half joking, half serious. It should just be a Star Wars series, it's just called Star Wars, and that's the series. And sometimes it's Book of Boba, you know, sometimes there's a Boba Fett episode, and sometimes there's a Mandalorian episode, and sometimes there's a Obi-Wan Kenobi episode, and it's just every week it's just a Star Wars series, and you're just sort of floating in and out of other different storylines. But it's good, solid Star Wars content, so I'm not complaining. What are we talking about? The beer, your beers. Are you done with all your beers there, Matt?
Yes.
Okay.
How come we didn't get a tangent button about Star Wars, huh?
What? The Star Wars is, that's on point. There you go.
See how it is. Wow. You have
access to the sound bites.
We say 2 things about spanner wrenches, and all of a sudden, we start getting drops.
That's enough. See, Volkswagen talk, Matt.
People don't even know what spanner wrenches are if you're from the U.S.
Yeah, that's a hell of a tangent.
Spanner wrench tangent?
Sounds made up. You're just making stuff up. Well, wow. We got a new Johnson rod in there. Oh, wait. No. Oh, no. Is it happening?
Oh, It was just a quick photo bomb.
All right. Well, that's fine.
For those that can't see, half of the clam jam just those
the listeners
in my video feed.
Oh, wait! I don't have a
clam. Video bomb.
Why did I think there's some sort of clam jam song outside of Rad Stacy song? But I challenged Paul to make a clam jam song.
He might get flagged for making that one.
Shamalama ding dong.
Tell Sheena to go down to my sister's house.
How old is Sheena? I'm just asking, not for any reason.
Not for any reason.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So, I know a single person. I'm just saying I know somebody single that's on your street. I'm sure Shayna is not single, but.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
or just forget I said anything. Nick, what have you been drinking this past week?
Wow. I want to hear more awkwardness.
More awkwardness.
Oh, wait a minute. Untaps updating.
Oh, that's awkward. Or does it
just look different because I got dark mode on?
You have dark mode on? I thought Matt was the dark mode guy.
Yeah, well, I am now that I have my new iPhone 13.
Oh, look at you.
Yes.
Old man Nick got iPhone 13.
Yeah.
What's all these lenses on here?
What? What?
One
camera's good, three must be better, right?
Which lens do I use?
look at the bottom one. Look at the bottom one. I'm using the bottom one right now. Well, since I didn't get younger, spoiler alert.
Oh. That's sad.
I had a Dust Bowl therapist, which is my favorite accessible triple IPA.
All right. Favorite
and
accessible. That's good.
Not favorite like because it's accessible.
I like the acceptance of like, hey, I'm not going to get younger. I'll get my favorite triple that I can have access to and drink in sort of replacement.
In the comfort of my own home. Burp. Fog Does Not Exist from There Does Not Exist, a collab with Humble C. I too had the Magnum PSI from, was it Liquid Gravity?
Yes. Central California's Liquid Gravity.
Right.
I had a complete label buy, but it actually worked out to be a really good beer. It was Spinal Sap from Moonraker. Oh, yeah.
From Moonraker, you said?
Moonraker.
Yeah. Is there a Spinal Tap label, inspired label?
No, the label is completely not Spinal Tap inspired.
Boo.
It's still cool.
Okay.
Michael. Ooh, I'm missing a beer because I bought the Pliny, the There Does Not Exist, Moonraker, Liquid Gravity. That's four. I'm missing two beers. Oh, the Therapist. I'm missing a beer. Damn it. Did I not check in? Son of Bean Squeezer. I bought it. In other words, I bought a six pack from the market last weekend.
All right.
Yep.
You made your own six pack. Do you keep them out of the six pack when you go through the register?
No, I make them struggle to remove them from the cover.
I always keep them out, and they always compliment me on it. They're like, thank you for keeping it. Like, I know. Thank you. I'm pretty cool.
They're like, you must have served your time in the union, sir.
That's right. 11 years in the grocery industry.
Yeah. Thank you for your service. So until I remember the sixth beer I had, that is all I had.
All right. Well, I mean, in case the listeners haven't figured it out, I did have Pliny the Younger. Woo!
You're going to the showcase showdown, sir.
Yeah. What is it? Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. And Reggie was wanting to drop off beer, and I was needing to make a beer run anyway. So it's like 12 o'clock. I was like, well, just meet me out of the barrel, because I'm going to go get beer from out of the barrel for the Super Bowl. And he's like, all right. And we meet for a beer, and he's like, well, my friends are going down the younger thing at the Goldsteins. I'm just like,
my friends.
I'm just like, dude, you're not going to get beer down there. It's probably like already gone and stuff. And I was like looking at Goldstein's Instagram and like they're showing the line. I'm like, nah, dude, it's not going to happen. But I'm like, I was like, all right, well.
I know this. I've had younger.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, we'll just go down and you can just see, Reggie, how you won't get it. And I'll just shove it in your face. And like, we could have been just drinking beers that out of the barrel, but you just had to come down here. Just see that there's no younger. We go down there, walk right up. I got down there before Reggie did, walked right up to the bar. Nobody, like, there's people at the bar, but like, nobody was there.
What?
And like, I just walked right up and I'm just like, okay, the younger's gone. Matt has this little kitty cat.
Oh, meow. The kitty.
Meow, meow. And I'm like, well, it's obviously gone. Like, there's no way I'm going to walk up and order Pliny. But I was younger. I'm just like even embarrassed to like ask, because I'm like, I'm just expecting like the bartender just be like, sold out of that like an hour ago, idiot.
Idiot.
I was like, so you don't have younger still? She's like, oh, yeah. What? Okay, I will have the younger then. And damn. Just gave me the younger. And it was a nice big old, not big, but like bigger than you get at Russian River pour. I was like, sat down and started having my younger before Reggie even got there. I was like, oh, Reggie, nice of you to join me in my younger drinking.
I just had the last one. Sorry.
Sorry, bro. I was like, I saw him come in. And he saw some other people, his friends with me. I was like, Reggie, I was like, come on, get over here. Hurry.
Get your ass over.
Order a younger now before it's gone. It was about 10 minutes later. It blew and it was done.
So you did. You get the bottom of the keg.
Bottom of the keg. So I was not expecting to get younger this year, and I got it. And I basically have to thank Reggie for it, because I wouldn't have even bothered to try.
You would have had some stupid hazy it out of the barrel.
Yep. Some dumbass. I was having some. Wait, I'm sure I checked it in. I can show you what shitty beer I had at out of the barrel. Yeah,
that you would have been happy drinking.
Yeah. No, I the rest had. Of the afternoon. Long time coming from Rip Beer Company. And it wasn't like it was a bad beer, but it was like very, it was an IPA, but it was very like pomegranate heavy. And I'm not, I don't like that kind of fruit. I don't like the fruit IPAs of that nature. I like the tropical fruit IPAs. I don't like the fruit IPAs.
Yeah.
And that one was definitely a fruit heavy one. I was like, sucks.
Boy.
And then they had that Pliny, and then went to went down and checked out South of Shaw Brewing for the first time.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Kept heading south.
Yeah, I was like, I kept thinking like, oh, I've got to go home. And his old group was like, we're going to South of Shaw. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, do I do this? I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Have me a South of Shaw beer. So I was happy to drink in a new Fresno brewery. Nice. And then one later on when I was home, I had some Crone Wolf's Signal Fire and Alvarado Street Single Cone IPA. It's very good.
Auto.
House of Pendragon's Rhizome with the got the little the Grogu Baby Yoda on the label. It's very adorable. This is a hot local beer, apparently. Gray Wolf collab with great with or Grayview collab with Wolf Crone Wolf called Gray Wolf. That was really good. A hazy, I know, sorry, next to hazy, but still very good. Wow,
why so hazy?
I don't know, but they're just like they can't even keep them in this Gray Wolf. There does not exist the AE 3021 IPA. That was having that. I think this is your Super Bowl beers now. Lucidity from Crone Wolf. This is after Super Bowl. I had the Mind Circus, the hazy from Russian River, which is barely hazy, but still. easy drinking. So look for Dorktown on tap, Bearded Brewer 87, and the Nick 80.
That's right.
I didn't see Shamalama Ding Dong at Goldstein, so that was disappointing. She must have been skiing somewhere.
It's either Thursday or Friday where you would. So that was Saturday. So not happening.
Somewhere in this doing something Sierra Nevada.
Or Quail State. Yeah.
Or maybe Quail State. Matthew, do you have any cheers?
Cheers out to Wazoo Corvette or Bryden. Thank you for donating more beers to the show. There's a box there's a box that I split between the three of us, mm-hmm. and then Mikey dropped off beers from Tom.
Yeah.
That I also split between myself and the brother.
Nice.
So cheers to Tom. Cheers to Brian. Need to get beer to both of you. I might make that happen this week. Did not make it happen today, unfortunately. And thanks for the donating of beverages. And cheers out to the Friday night Zoomers.
Woo!
I want to get back in that. I haven't been in a minute. And that's always a good time. The cats always pop up in video feeds and beers are had and maybe somebody nods off on a video feed and yes! pops back up.
Those are the best. You know. We can watch somebody sleeping on one of the squares there. You're like, oh, that guy's sleeping. That one's rowdy. That one's rammy.
Yeah. Need more Rammy calling in the voicemail.
More Rammy. Nick, do you have cheers?
Cheers. Speaking of Gray View, Jason Gray is now a friend of mine on Facebook.
Oh.
Ever. Have yet to meet him in person, but.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Jason Hatwig? Have you met him?
Hatwig, I've met, yes. He was when Pine and Palm first opened at the smaller space.
Mm-hmm.
He used to hang out there quite often. I remember him from those days. Met Jason Gray yet. Cheers to Blue Ox. He's still hanging around the Porum. Blue Ox, one of the longtime listeners of the podcast. He's drinking Parabola.
Woo!
All the way in Virginia.
All the way out there in Virginia.
Virginia. I don't know if Firestone distributes out there now or if he got it in trade.
Hmm.
I don't know how he got it. But.
Got it from Reed.
Yeah, Reed's the mule for Parabola and the East Coast. And cheers to Dave Rentaria. What Mikey's saying is true. I can't wait to see this box.
Yeah, a box of treasure. Treasure?
Yeah.
Treasure. This is treasure. Parley.
Yes, sir.
I like the parley.
What's another name for treasure?
Yeah, I'd like to echo all the cheers that the brothers did, including the golden gods of the perfect poor.
The golden gods.
They give us money every month. They donate money to the show so we can pay our bills. So thank you all the golden gods. I do that every month. And we get to pay for the website and the hosting and the UPS box. They do it all, man. So we don't have to pay for none of it. So thank you, that's Golden right. Gods. And if you're like, well, like, why would I do that? Why do I give you guys money? Well, I don't know. Maybe you're a cool person. And also, you do get a little bit of extra show if we're being the Golden God. Patreon.com/perfectboar. If you want to check that out. Oh, jeez. Pardon me. That's just disgusting. You. People burping on a beer podcast.
Burping.
Everyone that reads Drinking and Thinking. Drinkingandthinking.substack.com. Yeah, the Friday Night Zooms, the Porum, and the Lager Lime. All those things. Thank you, guys. Thank you for sharing it on your social media. And, you know, if you haven't you haven't lifted us a review on Apple Podcasts yet. Now's your time. Be the first one of 2022 to do it.
Ooh, challenge.
And there you go. PerfectPoorPod.com. That's a blog site. PerfectPoorPod on the social medias. And that's it. That's what you need to know.
Yeah, yeah.
And otherwise, thanks for listening to the show. And have a great week.
Uh-huh.
Make sure to shamalama ding dong it.
Yeah,
whatever that is. Whatever that means to you, whatever shamalama ding donging means to you, you do it. You have fun with it. Don't be embarrassed by it. Just do it.
But all in, don't half-ass it.
Yeah, don't. You never want to half-ass your shamalama or your ding-dong. You have full shamalama.
You want a whole-ass that.
Whole-ass shamalama ding-dong. Have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe.
Yes.
Have fun. Matt's waving goodbye, just in case listeners.
Goodbye.
Just so you know, he's waving goodbye to you. Be safe. Have fun.
Yes.
And.
Check your dicks.
Wow, that sounded ominous. Like, check your dicks.
have some bad rugs left.